Yeah. We know medical care requires informed consent, but laws require informed consent. Politics, entrepreneurship, how you engage in your diet, health, exercise, even relationships. These all require a place of being informed. And I am so sick of being called a conspiracy theorist for using my brain and being informed. So that's how this podcast came to life. This is Informed Consent. I'm your host, Brooke Bocci. Let's start talking. When it comes to healthy living and understanding what we should, what we shouldn't be eating or consuming, I acknowledge and understand how overwhelming it can be. It is so incredibly overwhelming to hear this and know, oh my gosh, what should I do? And it in a way makes you feel like when it's all said and done, you should just be living in a box and living in a bubble. And while, yeah, okay, I guess maybe that would make sense, it's not reality. And I think something that's so important to understand is we should be doing our best. That doesn't mean we need to be perfect. I believe if you are in a very unhealthy state and you are ill, yes, the more perfect, the better. And even talking about the 80-20 rule, something that I will 100% acknowledge that I used to really promote. I don't agree with it as much anymore in the sense of, I think it's just giving us excuses of being like, okay, I'm going to do this, but then I'm also going to do this because it's in my 20. I think we should strive for the best, but also know that we just aren't going to be perfect. It's just impossible. I mean, the second we step foot outside, we are possibly getting toxins from chemtrails and from pesticides and the glyphosate that's sprayed up on our lawns. And, you know, the list could go on and on and on. But I am here to say, if there is one thing, just one, which people ask me all the time, what is one thing that you would change in your house or in your home to avoid toxins and to be healthy? And that one answer is avoid tap water. If there is one thing that you can do this year or right now to improve your health and to live cleaner and to live healthier, it's to stop drinking tap water. Tap water is something we are all exposed to. We have the options to cook with it. We have the options to drink it. We shower with it. We wash our hands with it. It is around. And while I am not going to discredit that cleaner water and hydration and sanitation is, I believe, what is a huge reason why so many diseases have gone down. And that's not because of vaccines. You know, clean water has made a huge impact on our healths, on diseases, and just overall well-being. But here we are, decades later, after having cleaner water sanitation and practices and, you know, learning how washing our hands and showering and all of that is so beneficial to our health. We are now kind of living in a time where those who are consuming tap water on the regular are having really harmful health effects from it. Some effects that you might not even realize. The average woman applies 380 toxins to her body by the time she leaves for work or gets her day started. And I'm a firm believer that a lot of those toxins come from tap water. We're exposed to it nonstop. And if you are drinking it, that's a whole different ballgame. But why is tap water so toxic? Don't they clean it? Don't they add stuff to it to make it better for us? Yeah, let's get into that. Because tap water isn't as wonderful as it may seem. I want to take this episode and dive into tap water, talk about why it's harmful for us, what is actually in it that's harmful for us, is fluoride really bad for us, and then get into, okay, what are our options? How do we avoid it? How do we, you know, is there ways to filter all of that? You know, I did an episode on water and drinking water and the benefits of it. And I briefly talked about tap water, and I just have gotten so many people being like, I want more information. You kind of left us stranded. So I'm hoping to fill the gaps on this episode and just really talk about tap water. But before we get into it, I do want to talk about one of my favorite cleaning products on the market today.
I get so many messages on social media asking me what I use to clean because, yes, cleaning products, most cleaning products are toxic. And not only are most cleaning products toxic, they're harmful to our hormones. They are harmful to our gut health. They are harmful to so many parts of our body and our health. But then there's so many products out there that are greenwashed. What does that mean? That means that a company is promoting them as clean and as healthy for you and toxic free, but yet they're not. They just do a really good job with labeling because they can, because there's very little regulation. So for the normal consumer who doesn't know what to look for, ingredients that they just don't know what to stay away from, they think it's clean. A lot of companies on the market are now doing greenwashing products. A lot of really high-end reputable companies that are claiming to be clean are not clean. And so I don't blame anybody for being so dang confused about what to use and what to buy. And I'm so beyond thrilled to be sharing about a company that I have been using and testing for the last year, and I have truly fallen in love with. Truly. That was so not intentional, but it's called Truly Free. The company is called Truly Free, and they are very, very clean that actually work. Not only are they clean, not only does it actually work, but they are very, very reasonably priced. I will say a very big disclaimer. Their website needs some work. It looks like it's a back in the 90s, pretty just not well done website, but hey, their money and their research is being put into clean products, and I am all about that. So what do they have? They have laundry detergent. They have Oxy Boost, which is basically like a white boost. And this was probably the one thing I always missed with cleaning products because bleach is toxic. But using this, I'm like, ooh, I can still have those sparkling white clothes that I feel like I never used to be able to have when I ditched bleach. I absolutely love their household cleaner, their glass cleaner. They even have like soaps, and they just have so much wonderful stuff. And I trust every single one of their ingredients. They're plant-based. All of their products are eco-friendly, fragrance-free, non-toxic, plant-based, and again, clean, not greenwashed, actually truly clean. So the company gave me a discount code that I can share with you guys to save you 30% off your first order. And that is Brooke30. So if you go to trulyfreehome.com, that's trulyfreehome.com, do all the shopping that your littlest heart desires, add everything to your cart, and then use code Brooke, that's Brooke 3030 to save you 30% off your first order. I'll link all of that in the show notes for you as well. If you just very simply want to be able to click and shop, that's definitely how I roll too.
So tap water, it is no secret that it is not just water. I am not a conspiracy theorist by coming around and saying that tap water is toxic. You can very easily look up tap water where you live in different locations to see exactly what is in the tap water that you are consuming or bathing in or cooking in. So for those who want to try to come at me and say this is some big grand conspiracy theory, just go because it's not a conspiracy theory. There are known toxins, there are known additives, there are known runoffs that are in our tap water. And so let's first talk about those. So chlorine. Chlorine is an ingredient that is added to our tap water. And one of the reasons for this is because of cleaning the tap water from any harmful substances such as fecal matter. And I think this is a very interesting paradox because this is actually a process done in the sense of disinfecting water by adding chlorine. Disinfecting of the tap water with chlorine is said to destruct of pathogenic microorganisms and how that is essential and very commonly involves the use of reactive chemical agents such as chlorine. That's a quote directly from the government and the water guidelines. One of the major problems resulting from the use of chlorine for disinfection is the production of DBPs, disinfection byproducts, which is explained by Joe Thornton in Pandora's Poison. And he claims that the byproducts formed in the disinfection of drinking water with chlorine also find their way to people mainly through tap water, by drinking, absorption through the skin, or inhaling during a hot shower or bath. The DBPs formed as a result of the water chlorination include a group called THMs, a common type of which is chloroform, a toxic substance that has been classified by the IARCs as possibly carcinogenic. The EPA's webpage entitled National Primary Drinking Water Regulations contains a table that lists various water pollutants, one of which is labeled TTHMS. Within the label is heading labeled potential health effects from long-term exposure above the MCL, the entry in this table for TTHMS lists liver, kidney, and central nervous system problems increased risk of cancer. So the EPA does recognize the risks that chlorine not only has in itself, but also the byproducts of chlorine for your health. They include it on many different websites and web linkings, but they state that the major challenge for water suppliers is how to balance the risks from microbial pathogens and disinfection byproducts. And as I stated earlier, the health risks that are deemed by this disinfection byproducts is actually deemed acceptable by the EPA, and that's because it's believed that many infectious diseases, as I previously discussed, are associated with water and inadequate sanitation. Poor sanitation is directly linked to the transmission of diseases such as diarrhea, hepatitis A, polio, cholera, and even typhoid. But on the other hand, it should be very, very clear that the addition of toxic chemicals such as chlorine to fecally contaminated water does not remove the fecal matter, even though it may delay or halt the process of decomposition. The use of chlorine-based compounds or any other toxic chemicals to disinfect water clearly does not make it safe. And it's actually acknowledged in the water guidelines stating exactly this: chemical disinfection of drinking water supply that is fecally contaminated will reduce the overall risk of disease, but may not necessarily render the supply being safe. So chlorine is a known toxin that is added to water to clean it. And yet right here, it's stating one of the biggest things it's meant to clean is fecal contaminated water, which is your poop. And yet there is still poop, fecal matter, present in tap water. So that is another ingredient in our tap water that we are consuming. Really gross to think about. Another very controversial ingredient that is in tap water, as well as many other products such as dental products like toothpaste, mouthwash, is fluoride. It has been believed for quite some time now that fluoride added to water, the reasoning why it was added to water, even though it is a known toxin, it is known to have very toxic effects on the body. It's a known carcinogen. Fluoride was added to water to help with tooth decay and to help with dental hygiene. What's very interesting is while that was the case in the past, let's just look at kind of where we are today. So something very interesting to note is that most developed countries do not fluorinate their water. In fact, more people drink artificially fluorinated water in the US than total around the rest of the world. Interesting. So per those statistics, shouldn't that show that the United States has incredible dental hygiene and does not have tooth decay because of all this fluoride? Let's continue. Fluorinated countries do not have less tooth decay than non-fluorinated countries. Interesting. Something else interesting is that fluoride affects the body beyond teeth. In 2006, Dole's committee at the NAS published a 500-page review of fluoride's toxicity. The report concluded that fluoride is an endocrine disruptor and can affect many things in the body, including the bones, the brain, the thyroid gland, the pineal gland, and even blood sugar levels. 40% of American teenagers show visible signs of fluoride overexposure. And then another crazy statistic is as of July 2022, 76 studies have reported an association between elevated fluoride exposure and reduced IQ in humans. So through these studies, wouldn't you think that America would stop putting fluoride in our water because it's proving that it isn't helping tooth decay and it's actually having other harmful effects? Nope. We still have fluoride in our water. We still have fluoride in our toothpaste. We still have fluoride in our dental, all of our dental stuff. Dentists still use fluoride. My recommendation outside of tap water is get rid of the fluoride in all of your dental products, including your toothpaste. And do not be afraid when you go to the dentist to ask your dentist, hey, I want to use fluoride-free stuff. That's totally okay. And they have that option for you. Some other things that are in our tap water, lead. Where are my Stanley people out there? Where are all the people that are in an uproar because there was lead found in Stanleys? Y'all got some major things outside of that to worry about if you are concerned about your precious Stanleys. There is lead in the tap water that you are consuming in your Stanleys. Think about that there, friends. Lead is in tap water. What else is in our tap water? We've got glyphosate, guys. This is something that is so toxic. I've talked about it all the time on this show. Glyphosate, which is like the Roundup, pesticides, herbicides. How does this end up in our tap water? Well, runoff, friends. When we are spraying crops, when we are spraying grass, when we are taking care of that, when we are taking care of, let's say, outdoor landscaping or gardening or farmers that are using such toxic pesticides, this runs off into our water streams, which gets into our tap water. And not only that, you got to think about all that's absorbed through the pipes. And actually going back to the lead conversation, that's where a lot of the lead comes from in our tap water, is actually through the pipes. If you want to vomit and if you want a good enough reason to get rid of your tap water, just search tap water pipes or water pipes. You will want to vomit because it literally looks like a clogged artery. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. Tap water pipes are so gross, and that to me is enough alone to never want to drink tap water. Going back to what else is in our tap water, again, like we talked about, we've got the toxic runoff. So anything that's really in our landscaping, again, crops, plants, that you get the runoff. You also have a lot of presence of pharmaceuticals. Something very interesting, and many studies have actually done where they find pharmaceuticals, including birth control, in our tap water. Why does that happen? Think of everything that's getting expelled. Hormones are coming out of our urine. And yes, I know we are not drinking your urine. It ends up in small doses in our tap water. When you throw things down the toilet, flush your pharmaceuticals down the toilet, it some way, shape, or form ends up in the tap water. There is plenty of studies out there. If you do a quick search of what pharmaceuticals get into my tap water, like that is real. There is so much hormones in our tap water, and it's something to acknowledge and be aware of, because yes, there is estrogen and there's birth control pills that in small dosages, not the actual pill, but components and ingredients that are in those pharmaceuticals are in our tap water that we are being exposed to. So could you imagine if you're a male consuming tap water, having no idea, and all of a sudden things just aren't feeling right? Like, it's possible that you had an overexposure to, let's just say, birth control. There's also a lot of antibiotics, which is another pharmaceutical that are in is in tap water. And this causes a lot of health issues, especially if you are overexposed to antibiotics, specifically for your microbiome and gut health. We've also got aluminum, which is in our tap water. We've got microplastics that break down, and microplastics are super harmful to our endocrine system, to our hormones, to our gut. And a lot of microplastic leads into like forever chemicals. You got more endocrine disruptors, and including phthalates. I mean, guys, the list goes on, and this is not a conspiracy theory. All of these ingredients have been studied to be present in your tap water. You've got nitrates, you've got mercury, you've got petroleum products. All of these are in our tap water, and you are consuming it between drinking it, between cooking with it, between showering and bathing with it. Gross. It is really, really gross. And that's where I have the problem with the it's in small dosage, right? Because that's what you're going to hear a lot of experts say about tap water. Like, yes, all of like, no one's going to deny that these items and these ingredients, I should say, are in tap water. No one's going to deny that. But the argument that's going to be shared is it's such small doses that it isn't relevant. And while they aren't wrong, think about how often you are using that tap water. How often are you drinking the tap water? What are you cooking with it, right? Like, are you steaming your broccoli with that? Are you cooking your pasta with it? Are you making your oatmeal with it? Are you making your coffee with it? How about, you know, that bath that you soak in? How long are you sitting in the bath? How long are you taking hot showers with, let alone hot showers when your pores are that much more open and you're that much more exposed? Washing your face, brushing your teeth, all of these exposures add up. And when we are doing that on a consistent basis, it becomes a huge problem. The average American drinks about 4 cups of water per day. That's about 4,300 cups per year. We spend about 48 hours in the shower every year. And the average coffee drinker drinks an average of 1,100 cups per year. That's a lot of water being consumed. And imagine if all of that water is unfiltered tap water that we are consuming and bathing in. And just imagine how high our toxic exposure is, the exposure to the toxins, to the pharmaceuticals, to the hormones, to the forever chemicals that our body literally does not have a way to get rid of. I want to talk about another ingredient that is in our tap water, and that's atrazine. And I actually want to play a clip about atrazine from a Joe Rogan podcast with Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy Jr. is an environmental lawyer, and he actually really, really got into the passion of learning ingredients and ingredients that are in certain things when he was studying water systems and specifically toxic ingredients that were in rivers and waters. And he highlighted actually a lawsuit and a big study when he was actually studying glyphosate in our waters, as well as atrazine. And I want to play that clip. This is from Joe Rogan, episode 199. It's about timestamp 1 hour and 25 minutes.
You know, the sale of phthalates. Like, phthalates are an endocrine disruptor, probably the most disturbing endocrine disruptor. And this is something. Atrazine.
Yeah.
Because atrazine, which is now ubiquitous, it's everywhere. But you can take atrazine and there, you know, this, you, what is this?
Jamie.
Young Jamie. You can look up, you can look up the study. I think the guy, the scientist's name is Tyler, I think. And that might be his first or second name. But they took atrazine and they put it in a tank with 40 frogs. Or yeah. 3 years, they put it below the exposure levels that EPA considers acceptable to humans. And 30 of those frogs, they were all male frogs, and they were double Z, you know, male frogs, so they were super males. And 30 of those frogs were chemically castrated. 4 of them turned into females and produced fertile eggs. So they took male frogs, gave them atrazine, 10% of them turned into female and produced fertile eggs. And we're subjecting our children to exposure to that every day.
What is atrazine?
It's in the water. It's a pesticide.
So atrazine, another pesticide that is literally changing the genders of rats. And it's just something that I want you to ponder. Could that be one of the many possibilities why we are so gender confused today? Just something to ponder. So what about bottled water? Okay, Brooke, no tap water? Fine, I'll go buy bottled water. Unfortunately, most bottled water is literally just filtered tap water or artesian well water. Even water bottles that say purified are typically just filtered tap water plus some synthetic minerals. So unfortunately, most bottled water that you're going to find on the market today is actually just basically tap water. Maybe it's filtered slightly, but it's still containing a lot of the junk. And not only that, but most bottled water is in plastic, and that plastic absorbs into our water. So then you are exposing yourself to that many more microplastics and that much more endocrine disrupting ingredients. It's hard. I know how hard it is to avoid tap water, because here, just I want to share some ways you're exposed outside of your home, right? We know our home, right? We can maybe try to control that, but think about restaurants. What are restaurants cooking with? Tap water. Guarantee you, they're not back there in their kitchen filtering the water that they're using to make their food or to, you know, for example, fill your water glasses. That's all tap water. What about when you go get a cup of coffee from Starbucks? Tap water. What about when you go anywhere and get, let's say, a soda or anything that involves ice? What do you think that ice is? Tap water. So when you're getting cocktails, and maybe let's say you're not getting water in your cocktails, let's just say you're doing a vodka tonic, guess what? There's ice in that cocktail. When that ice melts, it's tap water. We are exposed to it everywhere, and it's impossible to avoid it. But if you can be aware of these things outside of your home, you can try to avoid it. Some things I, number one, do is I don't ever normally order coffee out. I always, if I drink coffee, make it at home. That is multiple exposures that I'm avoiding. If I were to, let's say, stop at Starbucks at work, or, you know, get Starbucks at or make my own coffee at work when I don't know if they have filtered water. That's one way that I avoid tap water. Number two is usually when I go out to dinner, if I want water, I'll ask for like San Pellegrino, which comes in the glass. It's not the most perfect water, but it definitely is not tap water, and it is clear and it is pretty filtered, and it doesn't contain nearly as many toxic ingredients. So that's an option, is getting a San Pellegrino, or quite frankly, bring your own water. And if people ask, be like, I just can't do tap water, so I bring my own water. And if they really want, you know, if they're like having an issue with it, be like, can I just have a glass then? And I'll pour this into a glass. Like, you'd be surprised at how okay with it restaurants will be. And then what do we do about it at home? Well, first thing you can start doing is getting a water filter. Water filters are really, really wonderful ways to clean the water, especially the water you are drinking. Some great options are like reverse osmosis. That's a really, really good option, especially because usually reverse osmosis goes throughout the entire house. So then that will also clear out a lot of ingredients that are in, or a lot of the tap water you're using from your toothbrush, like brushing your teeth, showering, those sorts of things. Some other water filters that I would recommend that maybe aren't whole house systems include Clearly Filtered. Clearly Filtered is actually a really good brand. They filter out a lot of the bad stuff. Another one that I do love, sadly, the Berkey, but there's kind of some heat going on with them right now with the government, because, you know, the government just wants to shut down everyone who, you know, is making us healthier. So right now the Berkey is kind of on pause. I have the Berkey, but I have read the brand Pro One. They have filters that actually filter really, really well, just like the Berkey, and they fit into the Berkey filter. So I know for me, I'm continuing to use my Berkey. And then whenever I need to get new filters, since I don't have access to Berkey anymore, I'm just going to get the Pro One filters. I've also heard that Aqua True is a really good brand, as well as Eco Water Systems. Those are all really, really good water filters. And then again, if you can try to get water filters, I know there's like the Jolie, J-O-L-L-I-E. That's a really great shower head that filters out, filters out water from the shower. And you can also get, different water filters for your sinks when it comes to brushing your teeth and all of that. So you are trying to avoid as much as possible because, what's crazy is while, yes, when we ingest things, that's gross when we're drinking the tap water, but it takes 28 seconds for your skin to absorb what it's being touched. So within 28 seconds, all the toxins that you are showering with in the tap water is getting absorbed into your body. And it might be absorbed versus ingested, but it is still getting absorbed into your cells. It is still wreaking havoc on your body. So if you are someone who filters your drinking water, but doesn't filter your shower water or filter your bath water, it's something to consider. And the last thing I want to touch on with tap water that I think is really important to talk about when we talk about filters is minerals is important. And while I will be the first to say from my beliefs and from my research, filtering the toxins is definitely better than not filtering the toxins just to get the minerals. Because yes, there are some beneficial things in tap water. All the minerals that is in tap water is good for us. And there is a reason why a lot of us are mineral deficient, because we just don't have as much of a presence of minerals in our daily diet anymore. Our soil isn't nearly as clean. Our soil isn't nearly as nutritious, but also we are filtering more. More and more people are waking up and not drinking tap water, and they are filtering. But with the filtrations, usually you don't have the minerals in there. Yes, there is some, like I do know the Berkey still will put mineral, like you still have minerals in there. I know a lot of reverse osmosis still has minerals, but regardless, if you do filter, I highly recommend adding those minerals back in. Minerals like salt, minerals like magnesium, potassium. These are all great minerals. So what I do is I actually just add salt to my water. I also use like an electrolyte powder. You get them both from Redmond. I get my Redmond salt and my Redmond Relight electrolyte powder, and I add that to help me get my minerals. And then I also, have a magnesium supplement just to get my minerals throughout the day. There's also wonderful trace minerals drops that you can get that will replenish those minerals. And that's really, really, really important to do, especially if you are someone who is filtering your water, because getting those minerals back in is important, especially if you're taking them out. So I know it's a lot. I know there is a lot to comprehend, and there's so much going on in like the crunchy and wellness space of like, what should I avoid? Oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And if you're like listening to this, or if you're watching and you're just like, what do I do? Like, where do I start? Where do I start to remove toxins? Where do I start to live a little bit cleaner? My number one recommendation for you would be to get rid of tap water. Stop consuming it, filter it, say no when you're out in public to things like coffee and water at restaurants, and trying to find the filters that, work best for you and your family. I know they are expensive. I don't disagree that yes, water filters are expensive, but it truly makes such an impact on your health. And I promise you, if you stop drinking tap water, you will notice health changes, because it is that toxic for you. And if you're curious, what is the tap water in my area? You can actually search it. If you go to the ewg.org/tapwater, you can actually enter in your zip code and literally give a score of like how toxic your water is. And like, let's just take where I live, for example. I typed it in again, www.ewg.org/tapwater. And I typed in my zip code, and they basically test for 11 toxic contaminants. Mine tested for 9 of 11 toxic chemicals, including broiliform, chloroform, oh my gosh, I can't even say half of this stuff. Nitrates, radium, HAA5. I mean, so many. And if you look at all of this, it says potential effect, cancer, 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 cancer. And we sit there and think about it. We are exposing ourselves to these ingredients. We are exposing our children to these ingredients. We are exposing so much, so many people to these ingredients. And they're not doing too much about it. In fact, they're going after companies like Berkey that are actually trying to clean their water and get pushing them out of business. That should really make you wake up. So again, if there is one takeaway from all this jibber jabber on this episode, it is just to stop drinking tap water, find something healthier, find a filter, do all you can to get a filter. I asked for one for my birthday 2 years ago because I know they're expensive, but it's an investment for your health. It's an investment in your wellness, and you will thank yourself later. So thanks so much for tuning in this week to another episode of Informed Consent. I'll be back next week with another episode. So until then, see ya.